Keep singing for a moment or two yet. Praise God. Isn't the Lord good? It's better felt than telt. I worked with a wee woman, she said, years ago, can't even mind her name, she worked in the bakery. She said, it's better felt than telt. Sing it to you, feel it. Amen.
Yes.
Glory.
Will you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you arrive from victory when there's wonderful power in the blood?
Sunshine. Praise God, it's great. I'm not going to complain about it. I want it while it's happening. Sun. About 6 months of that would do me. I'll tell you, but I know that won't suit everybody. But praise God. Thank God for the sun. Let's turn to the book of Acts again tonight, and the Lord bless each one. And me and Sharon will be here again this weekend. Then we're off next week for a few days to England, and there's no Thursday service for the next 2 weeks, and the following week, not this weekend, the following one, Brother John, Brother Mark's going to be preaching, so the Sunday meetings will be continuing, and then we're only gone for a week. Should have been about a month, but a week I'll have to do for now. We're going to good old England, sister. Praise God, England. Praise God. Isn't God good? Let's read from verse 37 and quite a few verses tonight, and then we can be seated. Verse 37 of Acts 2. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, to eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Let's bow our heads tonight. And if you have a need, just lift your hand up before the Lord this evening. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. Father, we thank you for the greatest gift, the gift of salvation, the free gift, the gift that we don't work to get, but it's free to everyone that cometh can have it. Whosoever will can be saved. Lord, tonight we bless your name. We ask for the Holy Spirit to move about this service. Sanctify every one of us. Sanctify this room. Cover us with your blood and with the washing of the water of the word. I take the Holy Ghost afresh right now. And I thank you for it in Jesus' precious name. Bless every hand that's raised, meet every need, spiritual, physical, financial, pressed down and running over the top. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, bless all our nurses, all our doctors, all those in the place of authority, grant wisdom and guidance, we pray, and all that's going on in the world tonight. Lord, we know that you're still in control, and we thank you for it. Bless Israel. Surround them with the angels of the Lord and do them good. In Jesus' precious name, surround us tonight and camp us with the angels of the Lord, even in this house. And bless your word till each one of us, and speak to us for a moment this evening, and meet every need. For those still sick or laid aside, touch and heal. Restore the backslidden and save the lost. All of our children, we claim every one of them and every family member represented with these meetings. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I want to continue in the book of Acts. What constitutes a New Testament church? This is just a few thoughts tonight. I won't get all said or done what I'm thinking and studying. The results of Peter preaching with the Holy Ghost brought down from heaven brought results. And it was Peter's preaching with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven that brought the results. It wasn't Peter's smartness or Peter's education that brought the results. Or it wasn't Peter's fancy sermon or any of them things that brought the result. But it was the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven that brought the results. 1 Peter 1 verse 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Which things the angels desire to look into. So they preach things that angels desire to look into because they preached it by the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. You know, when you think what God sent in his prophet in the 20th century, uneducated, but the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven to them, brought out mysteries from the Bible that was hidden for years, and brought us back to that apostolic message of the Bible. not to something new, but back to the original gospel that the early church had, because the Holy Ghost was sent down from heaven. Acts 2 and 36, we have read, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ." I tell you, when Peter preached this, they were convicted. Yes, when he preached this, the conviction was promised by the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ promised when the Holy Ghost would come, conviction would come. He promised it. And here we see some of the first sermons preached on the day of Pentecost after the coming down of the Holy Spirit. And John 16, 8 to 11, "Look, for the Lord promised it. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." I tell you, this was promised. The Lord Jesus promised when the Holy Spirit would come, the Holy Spirit would bring conviction. I'll tell you, that's what we need in our meetings. We need the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, and we need Holy Spirit conviction from the Holy Spirit. This mighty conviction of sin brought forth the question, and it'll always bring forth the same question. And this question is, what shall we do? That was the question it brought forth. And I tell you, when the Holy Spirit moves in a man and moves in a woman that's not saved, it'll bring conviction. And it'll bring forth the question, how can I get saved? What will I do to get saved? What can I do? And the first instructions. Now you have to know that, you notice these hearers that he's preaching to Peter, they're religious, they're Jews. In Acts 2 verse 5, "And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven." So I'm telling you, that's like a lot of people today. There's a lot of people today and they're religious.
Yes.
And they might be hearing something that maybe claims to be Christianity. But when they hear something where the Holy Spirit's behind,
amen,
then they might say, "What shall I do?" And that's the greatest thing anybody can say. It's, people can come to service, leave a service, nothing changes. But when a sinner or a man that's not saved or a woman comes and they say, "What must I do?" That's the result.
Yes.
And that's what the Holy Spirit came to do, convict of sin and unrighteousness. Peter gave the answer in verse 38, "In which is laid down God's standard from then unto the end of the age." That's God's standard. God's standard can't be replaced. God, let me tell you, there is no new standard. There is no better way to do it. There is no other way to do it. But God's standard remains the same. William Branham said, "God gave Peter the prescription." And Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, gave out the prescription. And when the prescription was followed to the letter, then it brought forth the results that it said on it.
Amen.
And the results that it claims is the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Yes.
And it's not just some feeling or tickling, but it's eternal life.
Glory.
The Holy Spirit. "Ye shall receive the Holy Ghost," that's eternal life. That's not just a blessing for a wee service or two. That's eternal life. Zoe, God's own life coming in us. The first thing Peter says here, which this is laid down, the condition of the church membership. You know, that's the condition of, you know, that's the real church membership. Church membership's not shaking hands. Church membership's not signing a book. Church membership is when you're saved and you get baptized according to the Bible in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a member of the church because you're born into it spiritually by one Spirit. Are you baptized into the mystical body of the Lord Jesus Christ? Isn't that great? And here's another thing about it. There could be a wee group over somewhere that doesn't believe the same as us, and they might say, "Brother Tom's not in it," or "Brother this," or "Brother that." That won't change it, because he puts you in, and nobody can take you out. Sealed in.
Yes,
sealed in. Onto the day of redemption. Here's the first thing I want you to notice tonight, and I won't probably get to the baptism bit tonight. Repent. Repent's the first thing Peter preaches. Peter doesn't preach water before repentance. Peter preaches repentance. And you know there can be no real salvation without repentance. There can be no real change without repentance. John the Baptist's first message was repentance. Matthew 3, verse 1 to 3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John preached repentance. Now here's the thing about it. You know where some people say, we have a new message, we don't need any of the old. But I'm going to show you tonight that the message of repentance continued. Not only did it continue, it still must continue. Because it never was wrong. It was right at the start, and it's right tonight. That's a fact. Christ's first message was repentance. John preached repentance. Jesus Christ preached repentance. Matthew 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The apostles preached repentance. Acts 20, verse 21. Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't this wonderful? Acts 26, verse 20. But showed forth unto them at Damascus and Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. So the Bible talks about repentance. John preached it. Jesus preached it. The apostles preached it. The first message on the day of Pentecost was repentance. So if somebody said, once we come in the New Testament, we don't need to preach it no more, that was the first New Testament message. Repentance. Repentance is the first principle of the doctrine of Christ. The first principle of the doctrine of Christ is repentance. Hebrews 6, verse 1 to 2. And I'm almost finished. I deliberately didn't bring a lot of hay on the fork tonight because I want us time to pray. And I want to go into water baptism. I want to give it time. Just to bring it out, maybe in a way we haven't looked at before. Hebrews 1, chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Now, what did you just read? We just read the foundation. So repentance is a foundation doctrine. So don't think about what you're going to build on. If somebody has never repented, there's nowhere else you're going to be fit to take them. Now, they can claim what they can believe, whatever they want. But if they don't start on the foundation, then it's not going to work. I'm sorry. I'm on a site at the minute. We're building houses. Look, they can't build them quick enough. They're building all the time. House after house. Now, some of the ground for we're digging the other week, it was 4 meters deep. Now that's deep for a foundation. On that foundation, the concrete comes almost dry. Then it's filled up so far, then there's steel put in it. Then the wet concrete's put in after that. And you have maybe 30,000 in the ground before you lay a block. That's a bad foundation. But in order for that house to stand, and have any chance, you need that foundation to hit good ground. You have to dig to get good ground. You have to lay the right foundation. You could have other ground that's not too bad. You might only have to go down a couple of feet. Concrete it. You might even need steel in it. The ground's good. But all different parts of ground's different. And that foundation has to be dug and the concrete put in according to that ground. So that whatever goes on top of it,
in 20 or 30 years' time will still remain. But if the foundation's not right at the start, then you're working with a broken stick right away. Amen. It's like the story. It's a simple story. But you know the story of the three wee pigs. And the three wee pigs, the one wee piglet, he built the house out of straw. And the other wee piglet built the house out of sticks. And then the third wee piglet, he built his out of block. And the big bad wolf came. You all know the story. And the big bad wolf huffed and he puffed and the straw house blew away. And the house with sticks blew away, but the house made of block never moved. And you say, Brother Tom, what's that got to do with it? Well, the Brother John, I know the man's name. I never knew him, but I heard my dad and John and different men talking about the prophet from the Moy. Well, that man, John Reed, that man there was going somewhere to meetings, and God spoke to him and said, it's wood, hay, and stubble. Depart from it. It's wood, hay, and stubble. And he departed from it. And that's something that God would take you away from it. And I tell you, them three wee pigs, the first two wee pigs had to get out of their house and get in the block house. It was on a solid foundation. And the wolf could puff and huff and huff and puff all he wanted, but that house never moved. And I tell you, when the doctrine's right, and the foundation's right, and repentance is a biblical foundational doctrine, and it must be preached. Now, there's other doctrines, but it's one of them. Now, there's no message that will come that supersedes it and throws it away and tells you we won't need that ever again, because that's saying you don't need what John preached and Jesus preached and what the apostles preached. So we need repentance messages, don't we? Now, I know we're all saved, and thankfully we've all repented, but the world needs to hear repent. The unsaved needs to hear repent. And I tell you, that's what it is. It is the first word of the gospel, then faith. Repentance is the first word, then faith. Mark 1, verse 14, 15. Now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom, saying, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The time's at hand, repent and believe. Acts 20, 21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance. Now you say, Brother Tom, why is that so important that you preach that before you preach in water baptism? Because there's a lot of people baptized and they never repented. I've baptized people myself that never had repented. So I'm not preaching to somebody because they've done it. I cannot make them repent. If they're saying they've done it, but you know before long they never repented, there's no change. Now all you've got, even if you use the name, all you've got them wet. That's it. They've never repented. They will not receive what it says because they never did it the way it said it. They did it partly, but not all. And you know what's the real thing's been stressed? Taking all the word. We must take all the word. We're repentance is part of the word. Then faith. Then baptism in water. And I tell you, so many people never repent. And they want something, but they've never repented. And then they don't last long, do they? Amen. I remember years ago going to baptize a young man, and there was a few people come to watch, and then the next thing he changed his mind, he didn't want nobody seeing him. And he basically run home. And I'll tell you, he never was right after it to this day. Now you might say, that's nothing to do with it. Well, I believe it affected him, whether he knows it or isn't. You see, when you do baptism, you shouldn't be ashamed. You're doing it to the Lord. You're going under the water, you're dying, you're coming out, and you're saying, I'm a new person. You're doing it and others can see it. And you're not ashamed of Christ. But the first thing's repentance. Praise God. God bless you tonight. Let's just bow our heads this evening. And look, the time's actually going on. But praise God anyhow. Let us come and pray. And I'm going to continue on. And the Lord willing, and the Lord's always willing, and we'll get into the name, not the title. And there's no mix-up between Matthew 28 and Acts 2. One fulfills the other. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight that your word is the truth. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be everything that you want us to be. Many times we fall short, Lord, but we thank you that there's mercy with the Lord. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love and your truth you've showed toward each and every one of us. Father, we thank you for the sure foundation. Lord, your word says, let no other man build on another, but on the original foundation led by the holy apostles and prophets. We thank you tonight for your word. Bless your people. Strengthen your people. Bless the song leader, all the musicians. Thank you for every one of them. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, bless them. Pray for all the neighbors in this town, land. You'll bless them. Save every one of them in Jesus' precious name. Father, revive thy work in the midst of the years, I pray. Oh God, I'm asking you to move in these meetings. Just the way we read, the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Lord, will you send us a portion? A Holy Ghost visitation amongst us. Move in men and women of prayer. People that used to come but don't come, and they're going nowhere. And the devil will take them lower. He'll never bring them forward. He'll take them back. Back to Egypt. Back to the building of the bricks and the wallowing in the mud. But Lord, we pray for everyone tonight that the Spirit of God will strive with them and move with them and bring them again to hear the word of God. Revive them, restore them, and renew them. In Jesus' precious name I pray. We ask all for those that are sick and laid aside, you'll heal them and deliver them. Set them free from every work of the old devil in Jesus' precious name. Father, we pray again, Lord, tonight for Kay and Davison and his daughter and them two wee grandchildren. Lord, you to continue to touch and minister unto them. Bring them to full health and strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Bless Kay and protect them. Cover them with your blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Lord, give Donald Trump wisdom tonight. Oh God, you know and see everything. We pray for all the leaders, wisdom and guidance from the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Let's just continue to seek the Lord this evening.